Well, today, FBI Director James Comey made his most extensive comments about his decision just a week before the presidential election to tell Congress that he was reopening the Bureau's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. He spoke in a hearing today before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Look, this is terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision.
Comey also faced questions about the investigation into Russia's interference with the U.S. election. Let's bring in NPR's Brian Naylor. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Robin.
And to the emails, these were emails that surfaced in another investigation, not one into Hillary Clinton. Comey has said before it was either, as he said today, be accused of concealing these new emails or announce the investigation, but the investigation led to nothing. It was closed just before the election. What more did he say about those Clinton emails, and how did the senators react to his defense?
Well, you know, Democrats are still very upset about how they believe Comey handled or, in their eyes, mishandled this investigation. The top Democrat on the committee, Dianne Feinstein of California, says she felt the decision by Comey to reopen the investigation just a week and a half before the election did have an impact on voting. She also expressed her dismay that the FBI didn't disclose until March that it was also investigating possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. So there is some Democrats were not happy. And even the Republican chair of the committee, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, said there's a cloud of doubt, in his words, hanging over the FBI, and that he hopes the FBI gets to the truth of its investigation into the possible links between the Russian government or Russian officials and the Trump campaign.
Well, someone added to that cloud of doubt yesterday. James Comey may have been so passionate there because he may have been reacting to Hillary Clinton, who also made her first extensive public comments on the election yesterday. She said she took absolute personal responsibility in an interview that she did in New York before an audience. But she also laid blame on losing the election on James Comey. Here she is speaking to CNN's Christiane Amanpour.
But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
In fact, she said if the election had happened on October 27th, before James Comey's letter on October 28th to Congress, I'd be your president. This had to have added to his comments today.
Yeah, well, so he laid out the background that, you know, essentially he had previously cleared Clinton of any intentional mishandling of classified emails from her time as Secretary of State. And then the agents came across this laptop from Anthony Weiner, who they're investigating for possibly sexting with an underage girl. I found, you know, thousands of emails, Comey said, that the FBI didn't think that they had seen before. And so he had this tough decision to make. And, you know, there were two doors, as he explained it, one labeled conceal, that is not tell anyone that the Bureau was looking at these emails. The other one said speak. And he said that, you know, if he didn't speak, if he didn't tell Congress what was going on, it would have been catastrophic to the Bureau's independence.
Well, when you lay it out the way we just have, you know, it's a presidential election and emails surface and there's a sexting accusation.
Yeah.
You could not make this up. But meanwhile, you mentioned Democrats outraged that while we heard about the Clinton investigation before the election, we did not hear about ongoing investigations into Russian interference and possible Trump ties. Senators also questioned Comey about those investigations today. Here's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
Is it fair to say that the Russian government is still involved in American politics?
Yes.
Is it fair to say we need to stop them from doing this?
Yes, fair to say.
Do you agree with me the only way they're going to stop is for them to pay a price for interfering in our political process?
I think that's a fair statement.
Brian Naylor, did we hear anything more, though, about how far the investigation's gone into any Trump ties to Russian interference?
Very little at all, Robin. All he would basically do, Comey would do, is to confirm that the investigation continues. He maintains that he treated it the same way that he had initially treated the Clinton investigation, that is, not talking about it. And then he said that we're not going to say another peep about it if he has his way until the investigation is done, and he gave no indication of when that might be.
Brian, I want to get to one last sound. Senator Richard Blumenthal asked James Comey if he had any regrets.
The only thing I regret is that maybe answering the phone when they called to recruit me to be FBI director when I was living happily in Connecticut.
And we would welcome you back to Connecticut.
Yeah, but I can't. And I've gotten all kinds of rocks thrown at me, and this has been really hard. But I think I've done the right thing at each turn. I'm not on anybody's side. So hard for people to see that. But I've asked that a million times. Should you have done this? Should you have done that? And the honest answer, I don't mean to say arrogant, is I wouldn't have done it any differently.
Brian, quite human moments today.
Yeah, you know, it must be difficult, too. He's getting pressure from President Trump, who just sent out some tweets last night saying Comey was the best thing that had ever happened to Hillary Clinton. So he's certainly getting it from all sides on this.
NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.